It's nice that you've learned to forgive, my friend. But you should be shining my shoes.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and from the great state of Minnesota comes Tony Beasley.
What's up?
I don't know what's up. And we're doing our Grammy epilogue, so aptly titled, thanks to Tony. Tony got to name this show because last show we went through 29 categories and picked winners. And Tony won by a percentage of, let's look this up.
Tony, I beat you by two.
You beat me by two. You had 51.7% correct predictions, and I had 44.8%.
Yeah, so, for those of you at home, that means over half. I got over half of my predictions right, just slightly.
He did a very, very, very fine job. So let's just do a very quick Grammy overview. For those that don't know what the Grammys are, they were started in the early, 51 years ago, actually. And it was essentially a way for the old guard to stay important. It was created by guys like Sinatra and Dean Martin and all those guys. And that's why you'll notice like the Beatles and Bob Dylan didn't win any Grammys for the 60s work that they did. Etc. It's never been the most reputable of music shows, but it's always been the biggest. And last night was yet another example of why dinosaurs will never die. For example, Kid Rock performed for the upteenth time. And let's go over the performances. What did you like last night, Tony?
Well, I know we talked about this last night, and I think clearly the best performance, the most entertaining, and the most creative was Radiohead's performance of 15 Step with the USC marching band behind them. Or I should say, Tom York and Johnny Greenwood's performance of 15 Step.
Yeah, and did you notice that at the end of the night, once they showed the entire band when they were up for Album of the Year, they were all there?
No, I was just, of course, transfixed on Tom York's lazy eye, so I didn't notice everyone else in the seat, but yeah.
They were all there, and Tom York looked extremely bored.
Oh, yeah, he looked like he was about to fall asleep.
which was perfect. I'm really surprised they got nominated, actually.
Surprised, really?
Why am I surprised that they were nominated?
Nominated for Album of the Year?
For anything. I mean, it's because...
Even alternative?
Oh, it's anything, man. It just to acknowledge that they don't really need the industry. I mean, that's a huge blow to the music
industry.
Oh,
yeah, that's true, because they fronted that album themselves, right?
Everything was them. They released it themselves. Each country had individual rights. For example, in America, it was under ATO, which is Dave Matthews' boutique label. But the point is, they owned everything. So when it was online for people to buy it at whatever price, all the proceeds went to them.
Yeah.
It's a la Nation Nails, The Slip. And today it just came out that the new Pearl Jam album is going to be self-released as well. So,
Of course, Pearl Jam. Well, once you put it that way, yeah, that is more remarkable, I guess.
What other good performances? You actually said Katy Perry was pretty good.
I did. I thought she was like on key, you know, singing.
Sure.
It didn't sound. You can tell she's like got a really good voice. It's not like enhanced by the studio, you know.
Kind of. I mean, it's not a song with a lot of range. Let's just.
Yeah,
just...
and the stage props were awesome.
Yeah, it was straight out of U2's Lemon or U2's Pop Tour with the giant fruit.
Yeah, and the largest stage TV at the time, I think, ever.
Was that the Grammys or the U2 show?
No, the TV set, the TVs that they used for the Pop Tour in
97.
Yeah, that was the largest TV ever created.
I did not know that. See, I'm learning from you already. I thought the country performers were all pretty good. Every single country performer that was on last night.
Yeah, because country singers are always like really good vocalists.
Yeah, but like Taylor Swift like is barely country. She was okay. I guess if you're
the Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
I found it hard to sit through that entire thing without.
That's because we're of age, and like we're not trying to. You know what I mean?
No, but even I objectively tried to watch it from the perspective of like someone who is just trying to appreciate the moment. It was really bad. They were both trying to like outsing each other or something.
That's totally true. But Taylor Swift was playing a 12-string guitar, mm-hmm. and she wrote the song. And like Kelsey was telling me, like, you know, it's not for you. It's not for us. So I appreciate that. Like, unlike the Jonas Brothers, say, you know, these people, like this girl's actually making something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not justifying that as being good. I'm just saying it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Yeah, I guess Miley could have submarined her a lot worse.
Exactly. I actually, who was Carrie Underwood? Carrie Underwood's performance was really good. She had like
I don't remember. I might have had the volume down at that point doing something else.
She had four guitarists, and like this one woman was just played like three solos, and they sounded straight out of like 70s classic rock. It was really not country for what you think, at least what
Is that the one that led into Adele, or was that something
else? No, that was Sugarland, who won earlier in the night. And Adele was really good, and I'm really glad she got to perform.
Yep, yeah, me too.
Who was really, really... Okay, what did you think of Swagger Like Us?
It was unremarkable, I thought.
I agree. I noticed that Kanye's verse got drowned out by the trumpets, and then by the time Jay-Z went, it was fixed.
I didn't notice that so much, but I'll take your word for it.
It was really, really obvious that MIA was on a backing track, but who really cares, because she was huge and good for her.
Yeah, I was like, I was totally pumped that she was on stage looking like she was about to pop. And then they said afterwards that she was supposed to have the baby like that day.
Yeah, she was due that day.
She's like running around on stage. Hope nothing happens.
I appreciated her outfit.
Yep.
It was classy.
Very, it was very, it was like, I'm pregnant. I don't care.
I'm pregnant. Suck it. That was it.
Yep.
I hope that I never have to see Justin Timberlake at another award show, which is never going to happen.
Don't hold your breath, man.
Same with Kid Rock, and I'm willing to bet that in 30, 40 years, whenever these two like are kind of done, they will be inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, like, and be there every single year. They'll replace Paul McCartney as like the honorary old guy.
Yeah,
it'll be bad.
What did you think of the Motown medley?
It was awful. It was really, really bad. Are you talking about the first one or the smoky one? The Al Green one or the smoky one?
The smoky one.
The smoky one was awful, and it was weird because the one guy that couldn't sing was one of the it was in Smokey's band, you know?
Yeah.
Neo and Jamie Foxx were on key, but that didn't make it good. It was really bad.
Yeah, I wanted to hear more of Neo singing because he was the best vocalist up there.
The whole thing, that came right after the speech by the Grammy president. And do you know what I'm talking about? The guy with the tux on, like that narrows it down. The white guy.
Oh, yeah, I was out of the room making food at that point. I was like, I don't care what this guy is talking
about. Did you listen to the speech at all?
No.
He said, yes, we can, about 10 times. And the whole point was that Obama is a Grammy winner.
Oh, was he trying to upstage Will.i.am as being the spokesman for political liberals?
Anyways, the whole thing just made me want to steal all the music I can. Like, not even good music, just like anyone that was on this show. Like Kid Rock, like, you know him and Kid Rock probably get along really well. Just like steal all of that and just support your local independent bands, that's all.
Well, Google RAAA Radar, go to that site, put in the music. It'll come up whether it's under a RAAA, you know, umbrella or not. And if it is, go on your favorite website or P2P sharing application and download it.
Yeah, so we're not telling you what to do. We're just saying I really wouldn't mind doing that myself.
Oh yeah, of course I can't.
We're not legally saying go take everything, but come on, don't listen to anything we're going to talk about because it's probably not good.
Yeah, me telling someone to commit copyright infringement is akin to telling them to go walk across the street or not at a crosswalk.
Yeah, so, okay, let's get started with the awards now that we've gone 10 minutes away from it. Let's start with, we're going to go backwards like we did last time, so we're going to start with Category 109, Best Short Form Music Video. Tony picked Honey by Erykah Badu. I picked Another Way to Die by Alicia Keys and Jack White, and we were both wrong. The Grammy went to Pork and Beans by Weezer.
Neither of us had the balls to pick what we thought was the best video, I think.
I disagree. I thought the best video was Gnarls Barkley. I thought Pork and Beans was the most fun video.
Gnarls Barkley was the best short story. It wasn't really a music video to me.
I agree. Anyways, we were both wrong, so 0 for 1 on this. The next category, Category 94, and this is the category that Tony didn't listen to beforehand and said it, and I think that's why he did not win. It was for Best Remix Recording Non-Classical. Tony picked the 4 Minutes Junkie XL remix. I picked the Electric Feel Justice remix. And I won taking an early lead for the night with Electric Field Management. Have you listened to that song yet?
Nope.
It's good. It's if you like MGMT and if you like Justice, you'll really like this song. If you like neither band, you will not like this song. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah, I like MGMT. I should download it.
They're very loyal. It's very loyal to the song, so I think that's good.
Okay.
The next category was one that really bummed me out, and this is Producer of the Year Non-Classical. Tony picked the guy who I thought deserved to win with Danger Mouse. I picked Will.i.am, and it went to Rick Rubin. This is an award that goes to pretty much, how would you say this? Like, not one work. Okay. So
yeah, it goes to a body of work.
Yeah. So Rick Rubin won for the Metallica album Death Magnetic, Neil Diamond Home Before Dark, Jacob Dylan Seeing Things, Weezer's Red album, and R's Mercy Death Dancing for the Death of an Imaginary Enemy. All of those albums, there's nothing unique about those albums, any of them.
No, I should have realized that Metallica was going to put him over the top.
But Metallica didn't win later in the night, you know?
Yeah, they did.
Not for the one that was televised.
No, they won one of those categories, though.
They did. They won metal, I think.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to category 84, Best Song Written for a Motion Picture, Television, or Other Visual Media. Tony had picked Say by John Mayer, and I picked Down to Earth by Peter Gabriel. I won. It was Down to Earth, Peter Gabriel, from the movie WALL-E, giving me an early 2-0 lead, thinking that I was in for smooth sailing for the night. And I was wrong. What do you think
Little did you know the power of whatever it is I pick later.
It's funny because the one artist that you really hated the most is like that. As soon as like they put you over the lead, I knew it was over for me.
Oh yeah.
Going up to category 83, best score soundtrack from a motion picture, television, or other visual media. Tony picked There Will Be Blood, a personal favorite of his. I picked The Dark Knight, a personal favorite of mine. I happened to win with The Dark Knight. What do you think about that award?
I mean, it really made the most sense. You knew I was going to win.
I don't know. WALL-E was up for that, so.
Yeah, I mean, with as much attention that The Dark Knight had gotten throughout the year, I should have figured that was going to transfer over.
Well, here you go with Tony's first award of the night. Category 82, Best Compilation Soundtrack Album for Motion Picture, Television, or Other Visual Media. Both of us picked Juno. We were obviously correct. Is this the last we hear of Diablo Cody?
No, because she's writing that one show on Showtime. It's getting pretty good reviews.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I really have no interest in it. It looks dumb, but maybe I'll have to watch it someday because Diablo Cody is so witty.
Are you being sarcastic or no? Or are you just one of those haters?
I'm being sarcastic and I'm a hater.
Are you a hater in general or just Diablo Cody?
You know, some of those movies, and especially Juno, it got a lot of undeserved praise for writing how people actually talk, and it's like, no, people don't actually talk like that.
All right, so now that you got that out of your system, let's go to category 79, Best Spoken Word Album. You picked Steve Martin's Born Standing Up. I picked... you picked When You Are Engulfed in Flames, David Sedaris, sorry. I picked I Am America and So Can You by Stephen Colbert. We were both incorrect. It was An Inconvenient Truth, read by Beau Bridges, Cynthia Nixon, and Blair Underwood. Are you surprised?
Well, that wasn't actually read by Al Gore. Well, I guess that wouldn't be very...
No, it wasn't written by Al Gore.
That'd be, like, intolerable. You know, I tried to listen to a book on tape once by Malcolm Gladwell. It was one of the Gladwell books. I think it was The Tipping Point.
Okay.
And the book on tape was actually read by Malcolm Gladwell.
And
I wanted to throw the fucking CD out the window after like 20 minutes. Because not only is that, I know I'm going against popular opinion here, not only is that book complete bullshit, but Malcolm Gladwell's voice sounds like the most annoying kid you've ever met, like reading a book to you.
And on that note, the most annoying voice, we get to Best Rap Album. I don't mean that to sound like it did. I apologize to our winner here, Lil Wayne. We both picked The Carter 3, and it went to The Carter 3. Surprise or no?
No, of course not. We picked it. Why would we be surprised?
I was surprised it wasn't American Gangster. I picked it because it was the best album, not because I thought it was going to win. Actually, I figured that it might split the vote, and I said, "Screw it! It's got to go to the Youngblood sooner or later." So even though he's like been in the game for 10 years,
Lil Wayne, yeah,
yeah. So whatever. Category 34. Here's where Tony's starting to take the lead. Best rap song. I picked Low. And Tony picked Lollipop, and it was Lollipop. Were you surprised by this?
No, I wasn't surprised. It just makes sense that if Lil Wayne's going to, you know, if it's... I was going with the theme all night that this is going to be Lil Wayne's night.
Okay, then why not Swagga Like Us?
because Lollipop was like what I think of as the Lil Wayne song.
It was the Lil Wayne song for the year, but he was on that track and they were performing that night.
Well, I didn't know they were going to perform that.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. Okay. Category 33. Here we go. We have best rap slash song collaboration. Tony, you pick Superstar by Lupe Fiasco. I pick Greenlight, and I was wrong. It was American Boy, Estelle featuring Kanye West. What did you think of that performance?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I forgot that Kanye, like, rapped anymore.
Yeah, he's always, like, half singing now and stuff.
I thought he did really, really well, actually. All right, yeah. So we were both wrong on that. Let's go to category 32, best rap performance by a duo or a group. Tony picked Put On. I picked Put On. We were both wrong. It was Swagga Like Us.
What the hell were we thinking?
I know. We both went over our reasons. We were both obviously wrong. I thought throughout the show that Royal Flush by Big Boy would have won because they were like kept shooting him in the front row. Did you notice that or no?
Not really.
I watched that show way too closely, and I did not enjoy myself.
I was like on my computer the whole time doing stuff.
You sent me about 10 text messages, either gloating or saying good job on my pick. So,
yeah, I'm really competitive.
I knew you're. Are you really?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, but about like basketball, not this.
The transfer's over.
Now I found a way to get you involved. All right, category
basketball equals Grammy predictions.
That's either really sad for basketball or really good for the Grammys.
It's really good for me.
All right, category 31, best rap solo performance. We both had Rock Boys, Jay-Z. We were both wrong. It was A Millie by Lil Wayne.
You know, I don't mean to quarrel here, but I thought I picked A Millie. I'm obviously, there's a very good chance that I'm wrong.
You were completely wrong because I'm looking at both the electronic version of our notes and the paper version of our notes. If anyone wants to go back and listen to category 31, I will give Tony 2 extra points for not picking this, but I think you switched over to Rock Boys because of my convincing.
Oh, did you press me into it?
I didn't pressure you into anything. Don't say that. I did not. I don't care. It's your life, but I explained my reasoning, and I think that's...
I'm pretty sure if you go back and listen to the show, you're going to hear Brandon telling me that he'll never speak to me again unless I pick a Jay-Z song.
That's right. I have a very strong love for Jay-Z because he used to be a CEO, and that's all. By the way, Jay-Z, Chris Martin, what'd you think?
I don't even remember it, so it must not have been that good.
It was.
Oh, like, no, I remember. It was. I was talking to my friend at the time because we were both really surprised when Jay-Z came up out of like the floorboard or whatever.
Yeah.
It looked like he came out of a trap door, like a vaudeville show. It was crazy.
He didn't. He came. He just walked up the steps.
Yeah, it was weird and kind of off-putting.
It was really fucking bad.
Yeah.
I thought. Is that the song that Chris Martin is on that Jay-Z album from 2 albums ago?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that just was really, really bad. Okay, anyways, to track to category 29, not a surprise for anybody, best R&B album, we both had Jennifer Hudson. We both went home big winners. What'd you think of Jennifer Hudson's performance?
It was big.
It was. All right, good. Category 22, best alternative music album. This is another lock-in for both of us. We both had Radiohead for In Rainbows. We were both correct. Like I said before, I'm really surprised they went home with anything that night.
Well, I think we both, obviously we both correctly predicted this category, and I don't think it really should have been a surprise. But then again, I just remembered your it was free argument.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know.
All right, category 21, best rock album. I went with The Rock on Tour. Tony went with Coldplay, and that's why Tony is the winner this evening. Did you see them accept this award or no?
Was this the one where they went up and spoke for like 2 seconds, and they're like, oh, I'm going to go back to my seat now?
No, this is the first one they won where he was like, we're kind of a rock band. We're like a light rock band. We're like a quartz band or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it's like we're the... He made like a... 30% clever comment.
Yeah. Did you see I'm pretty sure you didn't see the 60 minutes before the show, did you?
No, I thought they said it was canceled or whatever.
No. It was 60 minutes and Coldplay was on right beforehand.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Coldplay just... Chris Martin comes off as like the guy that doesn't want to fight ever and will agree with you as long as you're somewhat nice to his mom and him. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, he doesn't have a confrontational bone in his body. He doesn't have like one like opinion in his body either.
Yeah, well, their music kind of reflects that. It's very safe.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily bad. It's just like not.
It's
what
not bad. It's safe.
Yeah, but it's not what you think of when you think of best rock album.
I have a Coldplay CD, I think.
So you're not totally against Coldplay.
No, I just.
It's just eh.
Yeah.
It's like oatmeal every day for breakfast or something.
Yeah, which is that's a good example because that's okay. Oatmeal is good. But sometimes you gotta get some McDonald's.
All right. Category 20, best rock song. We both went with Springsteen for Girls in Their Summer Clothes. We both went home winners. Yeah, no surprise there. Absolutely not.
Nope.
And I bet you that next year, whatever song that U2 performed to open the show, which was really, really bad, will win.
Oh, yeah. A tangent.
Shoot.
You just said that you think that song is bad. Do some parts of the song remind you like of Queens of the Stone Age at all?
The U2 song?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely not.
There's one part that sounds like it could be a Queens of the Stone Age song. Like, I think it's the bridge or something.
I will re-listen, but I did not hear that at all. All right, category 18, best metal performance. Who did I have? I had Ministry. You had Judas Priest. We were both incorrect. It was Metallica.
Yeah, to be safe, I would have gone with Metallica, but I was really, really pulling for my boy there.
Which one?
Judas Priest.
Rob Halford is the boy you're rooting for.
Yeah, I know, but okay. I like to refer to Judas Priest collectively as one person.
As your boys. All right. Yeah. Category 17, best hard rock performance. Tony went with Motley Crue. I went with Disturbed. We were both happily surprised.
Yep.
The Mars Volta one. A really, really, really good Mars Volta song. I'd say they're best since their first album.
Oh, yeah. I think this is one where I wish I would have had the balls to pick Mars Volta because it was by far my favorite.
Yeah, it was a runaway for me as well. All right, here's where things started to get a little weird for both of us. Category 16, best rock performance by a duo or a group with vocals. I went with the Eagles. Tony went with Kings of Leon. Tony also complained about Kings of Leon for the majority of the podcast. Tony won with Kings of Leon. What did you think about that?
I saw it and I said to myself, Tony, you're a smart son of a bitch. Deciding to go with the band that you hate and you know everyone loves and you know that they're going to win. I don't know. And Eagles isn't that much better, but...
No, Eagles are really bad, but I'm surprised they didn't go to Eagles. I'm still... I mean, I think there was like a error in the awards, so...
Kings of Leon are hot, hot, hot.
They're really bad. Okay, category 15, best solo rock vocal performance. We both with John Mayer. We both won with John Mayer. We all lost with John Mayer, but we won in that award with John Mayer.
Right.
Did you see the Bo Diddley tribute?
Yeah. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was okay, too. I don't like John Mayer's voice, per se, but his guitar sounded the best out of anyone performing. So.
Yeah, he's a great guitarist.
If he didn't sing, I think I'd like him a lot more. Did you ever hear his Blues album?
No, I heard a little bit of the... album with Waiting on the World to Change.
That's not good. No. Not a fan. But the John Mayer Trio...
I'm just saying, I've heard some of the album.
John Mayer Trio isn't that bad. There's I thought the single was really good, and I think he does Angel by Hendrix or something like that, and when he doesn't sing or like sing that much, I enjoy it quite a bit. So
it's what he would have done had he not had his devilishly good looks and been offered lots of money by the record company.
Pretty much. I mean... He's still a good guitarist, and I really like the guitar tone, but I highly doubt anyone's talking about John Mayer's guitar tone. So let's move on to Category 13, Best Electronic/Dance Album. We both won with Daft Punk Alive 2007. No shock there. I'm sure them performing last year in the Pyramid was a huge, huge help. All right. Category 12, Best Dance Recording. We both went with Rihanna for some reason. We both lost. It was Daft Punk yet again.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
Do you want to talk about the Rihanna thing or no?
Well, about halfway through the Grammys, I realized that they were supposed to perform. Mm-hmm. They, meaning Rihanna and Chris Brown, who I didn't know were, you know, romantically involved at all.
Yeah.
And I started seeing people's, like, Facebook statuses, like, you know, all making jokes about Chris Brown, like, smacking her up. And I was like, what are they talking about? So I, you know, the internet's a wonderful tool. So I went on Google and saw that the whole incident had happened where apparently they had been in some kind of verbal dispute in a car, and the dispute escalated in the car, and Chris Brown allegedly smacked her around and gave her some injuries to the face, and then fled the scene.
What? He fled? I didn't know that he fled the scene.
He left the car in the middle of the street or whatever, on the side of the street before the police came, and then turned himself in, probably at the advice of his lawyers, about 2 or 3 hours later.
Sorry, I didn't know he fled the car.
Yeah, he left. He's out.
So let's the negatives are obvious. No one deserves to be beaten. No one should be beaten in a domestic dispute, obviously. Let's look at the positives. And this is the first time I think domestic violence has resulted in a positive. And we don't have to be so negative about this. We no longer have to hear the Chris Brown Doublemint ad, which is wonderful. We no longer have to listen to Chris Brown on the radio, because that will not happen. We no longer have to watch Chris Brown videos. Chris Brown will not be on Oprah or any late night talk shows for a long time. Rihanna will get more exposure, and I'm willing to say that you probably enjoy Rihanna more than Chris Brown.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rihanna will get a big boost out of this. It will highlight how awful domestic violence is. And most importantly, we will not have to hear that Chris Brown Doublemint commercial, which is also on his fucking album.
I've never seen the commercial, so...
They aired it like 3 times before the Grammys started. It was really bad. All right, Category 8, Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals. We both went with Rich Woman. We both won with Rich Woman by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. This is where I knew I was going to win. I was going to win those categories. If I just had betted on those any Alison Krauss category... I would have won. Instead, I was dumb, and I apologize to Tony for gloating in the first podcast.
All right. Yeah. Dick.
Yeah, that's right. Category 7, best pop performance by a duo or group with vocals. Tony won with Coldplay's Viva La Vida. I lost with the Eagles. Why did I go for the Eagles, Tony?
I don't know how you didn't think that Viva La Vida was going to win some huge award.
But I figured it would have won other huge awards, and it did. I just didn't think it would win that many.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Yet again, Category 6, Best Male Pop Vocal Performance. I picked Kid Rock's All Summer Long. You picked Say by John Mayer. You won with Say by John Mayer. Good job, Tony.
Yeah, thanks, man. Hey, do you see, sorry for this tangent, do you see my blue square on the document moving around?
No.
Oh.
Hold on.
Are you in the Google Documents version of this?
The way we're doing this is Tony and I are sharing a Google Doc on a spreadsheet with each category, and I'm going between that and a Word doc to see all the nominees, hence Tony's tangent. Did you see the blue dot?
I saw it, yeah, and your square is green, and I thought I saw it scroll down to number 6, so maybe I'm seeing you in real time.
Yeah, you are. I think you are seeing me in real time. Okay.
Fascinating.
Isn't it fascinating? This is technology, Tony. Welcome. Even though you're way more technically inclined than me.
Yeah, these gadgets and stuff, really.
All right, Category 5, Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. Tony picked Adele. I picked Katy Perry, and that's why I lost. Good job, Tony. We both agreed that this was a much better song, if not the best song nominated out of all the songs. And you went with your gut and picked the winner every single time.
Yeah, we both benefited as we'll see later on from riding our horses, and my horse was Adele. your horse was Alison Krauss.
Yeah, well, it sounds so awful. And I apologize to both Alison Krauss and Adele. Okay, Category 4, Best New Artist. You went with Adele because you are an honorable man, and I went with the Jonas Brothers. I was incorrect, thankfully, and Adele won.
Yeah, I was very pleasantly surprised. I thought that you were going to win that one.
Yeah. Did you realize why Jonas Brothers and Stevie Wonder performed together?
Are you about to share some insight or what?
I just realized it myself like 2 hours ago.
What?
Well, Stevie Wonder is like Obama's favorite musician, Barack Obama's favorite musician, and Jonas Brothers are his daughter's favorite band.
Uh-huh.
And the Jonas Brothers... on inauguration day, like, surprised the girls when they were hidden in a closet. They had, like, a scavenger hunt. I'm serious. This is...
That's really creepy.
Yeah, well, I think Stevie... I know Stevie Wonder performed at one of the galas. Is it a gala? You know what I'm talking about?
The gala?
Gala. The inauguration, like, balls.
One of those balls, yeah.
Yeah, so...
One of those balls.
Ha, ha, ha. So, that's why... that's my only guess of why they performed together. And it was really, really, really bad.
Sounds plausible to me. Yeah, it was horrible, especially when one of those fucking kids forgot the words to the song.
Well, that's not even the part that bothers me. Did you notice how aggressively they were playing those guitars?
Yeah, and did you also notice how they apparently didn't think that Stevie, with all his like 30 whatever years of performing experience, didn't know how to grab the mic closer to his mouth?
They moved the mic closer to Stevie's mouth.
Yeah, they were like, oh, we're concerned. So they kept on like pushing it closer to his mouth. And then later you saw him like grab it himself, which he was clearly able to, and bring it closer to his mouth.
I didn't notice that. I only bring up the guitar part because they were obviously not plugged in. I mean, they might have been plugged in, but they were not coming through at all.
I didn't notice that.
Because if you play guitar and you play a guitar like that, it will not sound anything like what you heard.
Yeah, it's going to sound like...
They were playing guitar like exactly like how Fall Out Boy plays guitar, and it sounded nothing like Fall Out Boy. They were playing those guitars way too aggressively for that song. It's not possible that they were coming through. So I want to clear that up for anyone that was worried about the Jonas Brothers performance.
Brandon has uncovered a deep scandal.
Yeah, an awful scandal. Okay, Category 3, Song of the Year, a song... This is the Songwriters Award, just to be clear for everybody. Tony went with Adele, Chasing Pavements. I went with Love Song by Sarah Bareilles, who's not good. And we were both wrong. It was Viva La Vida by Coldplay. This was the award where, like, I'm going to go to my seat. And then he did.
Yep. Of course they won. As soon as I was reading, I was reading the spreadsheet as I went along, and as soon as the award was announced, I was like, I'm sorry, as soon as they were announcing the nominees, I was like, why didn't I pick Coldplay? They're going to win. And of course, he opens up the envelope and it's Coldplay.
Well, you went with Adele 2 times in a row. I mean, why not make it 3? It made sense to me. All right, Category 2, Album of the Year. This is pretty much for the performance of the year. Or is this the album of the year? Hold on, what are we doing here? Yeah, this is the album of the year, like the all the songs on the album. So Tony went with The Carter 3, Lil Wayne. I went with Raising Sand, Alison Krauss, Jimmy Page. Or no, I'm sorry, Alison Krauss, Robert Plant. I was correct with Raising Sand. Did you see the performance of those two?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was good.
It was fucking awesome. I love that T-Bone Burnett was playing with lipstick pickups, so it sounded exactly like an old Silvertone. I like that it was really, really simple. The music itself is really, really simple, and their voices are just great, even though Robert Plant was out of key a lot of the time.
Yeah, who cares?
Category 1 Record of the Year. This is essentially the Song of the Year. And when you picked Adele, Chasing Pavements. You picked her You picked her 4 out of a possible 4 times and won twice with her. I picked Please Read the Letter. I won with Please Read the Letter. I was disappointed, even though I won this, because Paper Planes is a way better song.
Yeah, Paper Planes is probably the best song on here, but, like you said, it was violent. If you'll notice that they didn't... I know they performed like the remix version
of Paper
not the remix. You know what I'm talking about.
Swagger Like Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the one that doesn't have gunshots, I don't think.
The Diplo effect.
Yeah.
It would have been really cool to see MIA and Diplo go out to accept the award together, considering they used to like date.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and now like she's got a kid, and it's not Diplo's kid, and that would have been really wonderful and awkward. So.
Yeah, but of course, I knew you had won this as soon as I knew that that was going to be the last performance of the night.
Yeah, they tend to do that. I think they did that with Outkast a few years ago as well.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Tony, like I said before, you won 15 picks out of 29, 51.7%. I lost with 13 out of 13 picks with 44.8%. Do I owe you penance of any sort?
Penance? I don't know.
I mean, you won.
I think I've got like... 4 favors into you already.
Really?
Yeah. I've written a couple letters for you.
Oh, shit. That's right. I got to owe you a lot. Tony is a great man. Tony has written my grad school recommendations. So. Yeah, well, if you think of anything that doesn't...
I also got you out of that one situation with the, with the animals.
Don't try to be funny, man. That's not even funny. Right, come on. Let's be realistic here. You're a smarter man than that. You went to an animal joke? Really? That's the best you could come up with? If anything, you owe me now for exposing your awful, awful attempt at humor.
It's like Steve Martin says, you gotta have a mixture of low and high comedy.
But it's mostly low.
Yeah, you know.
Alright, anyways, Tony, we're gonna end this thing again with the Daniel Knox song, because you were kind enough to buy Daniel's album on iTunes and tend to like it.
I do, it's a great album.
So what song are you playing? Do you remember?
Oh,
I think it's You Should Be Shining
My Shoes. You Should Be Shining My Shoes.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Go to the website, youmethemeverybody.com. Have a good night. Bye.
Give my